welcome to Pisces season. Yeah. Welcome to Pisces season. Even though it's still cold outside, Pisces season is sure heating up. Why do I say Pisces season is heating up? Because in Pisces, we have four planets, including the North Node. We have the Sun there. We have Mercury there. We have Saturn there. We have Neptune there. And we have the North Node there. We also will have the Moon there the last 2 days of February. We will have the new moon, the Pisces new moon, on what day? February 27th at 9 degrees Pisces. All right. So, which will add a fifth point in the chart, all in Pisces, creating an overload of energy. The three or more planets in a sign is called a stellium. And so if you add four, North Node and the moon, I mean, you got a house party going on, all right? And an interesting thing about this house party that's going on is the owner or ruler of that house is not there to attend the party. But it is in a squaring position from Gemini. So Jupiter, the traditional ruler of Pisces, is in Gemini in detriment. The modern ruler of Pisces is at the house, Neptune, conjunct the North Node within 1 degree. One of the good things about Mercury being in Pisces, although Mercury in Pisces is considered to be in its fall, detriment and fall, it's creating a mutual reception with Jupiter. What is mutual reception? Mutual reception is when each ruler of a sign is in the other ruler's rulership. So Mercury rules Gemini. Jupiter rules Pisces. So even though Jupiter is in a detrimental situation, in detriment, and Mercury is in fall, it's like Mercury can pick up the phone and call Jupiter and tell Jupiter what's happening at the house party. Wow. Mercury will be there. Mercury will leave Pisces and the party will still go on. Venus is exalted in Pisces and it was there for a little while. Venus in Aries is in detriment and Venus is next door in Aries telling the next door neighbor about all the debauchery that's going on at the house party. Pisces is a mutable sign. Traditionally, the mutable signs were called double-bodied, right? Because each of the mutable signs have a two-ness to it. So Pisces is mutable water. Gemini is mutable air, two twins. The mutable earth of Virgo is the woman with the stalk of wheat. And The mutable fire is Sagittarius, half man and half horse. Two-ness. Duality. All right? And what is mutable energy about? Mutable energy is about flexibility and adaptiveness. Immutable energy also has to do with relationships. So if you throw all of this energy into Pisces, right, it's about emotions with inside of relationships. Right? Back to mutable energy. Mutable energy is changeable, adaptable. It's also about seeing things from new perspectives, new angles. So, with all these planets in Pisces, your ability to be emotionally versatile with inside of relationships is about to be tested during Pisces season. Are your relationships based on emotional stability, or are they two-sided? Flip-flopping around like a fish out of water. Get it? Pisces, two fish. Are you emotionally strong enough to continue to show up? Or do you lack emotional persistence? I said Neptune, which is the modern ruler of Pisces, has been there in Pisces for a little while, providing illusions and delusions and fogginess to the Pisces energy. Which makes me ask you the question, are you seeing things emotionally clearly? I said Saturn is in Pisces. Saturn's been there for a little while. Just came out of retrograde, heading toward Aries and forward motion. And while Saturn has been in Pisces, it's been asking the question of, are your relationships supportive? What structure and grounding are your relationships based on? The traditional ruler of Pisces is Jupiter in detriment over there in the sign of communication. When communicating from an emotional space, can you speak clearly, or do you create confusion and detrimental situations that, in all actuality, tend to make you fall in a way? The North Node's presence. North Node is the, depending on the school of astrology you look at, the soul's destiny, what the soul wants to reach toward. Traditionally speaking, it's about increase, the energy of increase and decrease. South Node be decrease. With it being next to Neptune not only is illusions and delusions, is also about dreams. Are you truly heading toward what you dream? What is your dreams? As in, what is your dream job? What is your dream position? What is your dream relationship? What is your ideal? With Mercury there being thoughts, are you mentally focused on your dreams and ideals? This new moon will be at 9 degrees, Pisces. The Saban symbol for that is an aviator pursues his journey flying through ground obscuring clouds. An aviator pursues his journey flying through ground obscuring clouds. The keynote, man's ability to develop powers and skills which by transcending natural limitations allow him to operate in mental / spiritual realms. It says this symbol in a sense synthesizes the implication of the four preceding ones. The dedication to the community of men, present and future, self-assertion, and the ambition to reach a social goal. Man is seen mastering difficulties implied in a type of operation transcending his organic limitations and the narrow boundaries of localized living space. He does so as an individual in command of powerful energies, but also as heir to the industry of countless innovators and managers. Evolving stages of consciousness in human activity. It evokes achievement of mastery. Achievement of mastery. And I was just talking about Neptune sitting up there with the North Node, talking about dreams. You know, just to add, currently we have Mars in fall. We have Mercury in fall. We have Venus in detriment in Aries. And we have Jupiter in detriment in Gemini. The two benefic planets, Venus and Jupiter, are both in detriment. We have the planet of war and fall in Cancer, a water sign as well, which is emotions, back to emotions. Emotions tied to family. Illusions and delusions tied to family. Illusions and delusions tied to family, beliefs of family. The information that was handed down to us from family. Communication with inside of families. Or what you consider a family. A family could be anything. It could be a family at work, a family of friends. You know, Pisces and Neptune and all of that is also connected to arts and music, and as well as psychic and visions, visionaries. But are those visions real, or are you seeing visions of fairy tales, little leprechauns and little, you know, this over there? Are your relationships based on emotional fairy tales, or are they based on emotional groundedness, boundaries, healthy boundaries, respectful beliefs, compassion? All of these are kind of Pisces words. And if you put all this energy there, why would the universe be wanting us to focus all of this energy in on dreams and compassion and beliefs? And looking at all the, like I said, two planets in fall, two planets in detriment. The good planets in detriment. Are we not seeing, can we not see or the good things others bring to us are always only focused on the negative. Hey, you did 8 things great, but the 2 things, you fucked that shit up. Let me just focus on the 2 things and not focus on the 8. The 2 outweigh the 8. Why is that? Who said that? In whose book? So the sun will, after the new moon, it will meet up with Saturn. It will, you know, square. It'll have a meeting with Mars in a trine position. It will square the ruler of Pisces, Jupiter, March 2nd. Then the sun will meet up with Saturn around March 12th at 22 degrees. The sun will also have a meeting with the North Node at 27 degrees, and it will meet up with Neptune for the last time in the sign of Pisces, while Neptune is at 29 degrees Pisces. Because by time on March 19th, the sun will meet up with Neptune, which will be interesting, because that'll be like a sun Neptune North Node conjunction. By that time, Mercury and Venus will be in Aries, retrograding back to Pisces. They won't hit Pisces yet, but they're retrograding back. And before they go back into Pisces, they will have a meeting with the sun in Aries. And so it's like the sun will say, hey, I just came through Pisces land. I spent 30 days in Pisces land. And before you go back in that house party, here's some instructions. And so, putting all of this together, there's a house party of energy when it comes to relationships in Pisces, wherever that is in your chart. For Aries rising, that would be in the 12th. For Taurus rising, that'll be 11th, which is friends, groups. Well, 12th would be endings, confined spaces, prisons, hospitals, jails. When you're sitting in your room by yourself, what is going through your head about emotions and emotions inside of relationships and how they come to an end. When it comes to Taurus, the Pisces is going to be in the 11th house of friends, groups you connected with, dreams, wishes, right? So are you emotionally connected to the right groups and friends that's going to lead to your dreams and wishes? Gemini, the Pisces is going to be in the 10th house. Career, reputation, how you seen in the world. Are you emotionally connected to the right friends, groups, that will support your reputation? When it comes to your reputation, do you speak from beliefs? Are your beliefs on firm ground? Cancer, it's going to be in the 9th house of beliefs, philosophy in life, higher learning, right? Are your emotions and relationships connected to beliefs and your higher learning? Can you stand on what you believe in, or do you conform to others? Leo is in the eighth house of karma, deep bond of relationships, connections to others, shared assets with others, money owed, you know. Also occult knowledge. Relationships connected to beliefs with deep bonded relationship, karmic relationships when it's connected to beliefs. And the friends you connected to, you know, because Jupiter is in the 11th, right? Virgo. This Pisces falls in the 7th house of relationships. Right? Business contracts. Marriages. Right? Are your business contracts, marriages, based on solid ground with good boundaries? Or do you have a fairy tale approach to relationships? Libra rising. Libra, Pisces is going to fall in the 6th house. Daily routine and health. Is your daily routine based on a good, healthy routine, a spiritually based routine that fosters good health, or are you escaping into drinking drugs, TV, excessive, whatever could be an escape? Scorpio, when it comes to the Pisces falls in the 5th of kids, hobby, short love, relationships, creativity. Are you, if you have kids, you know, is your relationship, do you have firm boundaries with your kids? Or is your relationship based on fairy tale dreams and wishes? Also, Scorpio, are you leaning into your art and music, or, you know, or are you denying your creativity in a way? Sagittarius rising, Pisces a fall in the 4th house of home, family, and roots. Emotional body. Are your relationships with your family supportive in a way? Or do you need to escape? Do you escape yourself? Because 4th house is emotional body, the home for the soul. Are you emotionally connected to what your soul wants? Are you heading toward what your dreams and wishes that your soul would like? Capricorn, it'll fall in the 3rd house of communication, neighborhood, siblings, information gathering. When it comes to your communication on a daily basis, are you speaking from beliefs, or are you speaking from a knowing? Beliefs and knowing are two different things. You could believe one thing and it could make you sound another way. Aquarius rising. All this Pisces energy will fall in the 2nd house of money, value, self-esteem, self-worth. Are the things you value and what you value built on solid ground when it comes to relationships with your kids, creativity and lovers, or are you living in fairy tale land and it takes a toll on your money and your self-esteem and self-worth? And Pisces rising, it's all about you and yourself when it comes to your relationships with not only with others, but your relationship with family and your reputation. All of that is connected. All of this is connected with you when it comes to you and your emotions inside of relationships, because it affects all of those areas. And the karma in which you picked up from your family when it comes to communicating in emotional situations probably needs to be examined. All the mutable signs are positioned at the end of each season. Gemini is the end of spring. Virgo is the end of summer. Sagittarius is the end of fall. Pisces is the end of winter. Coming out of winter is the darkness. Bob Marley had a song called Coming In From the Cold. And like I said, you know, even though it's cold outside, Pisces is heating up. When it comes to emotional communication with inside of relationships, are you tired of it being cold? And does it need to be heating up? Are you coming in from the cold to warm up? Which would be seeing things clearly, being emotionally stable with inside these relationships to see things and people and situations and events clearly? Or are you just floating in the water, letting the current of the water, of the Pisces water, just push you along? Who you gonna be? A guppy? Or Nemo? Happy Pisces season. Y'all know how I end this. Know thyself, balance your energy.